okay, if you want to get the cows in from the pasture, you're really serious and they're a long way out there, how would you call them? What would you do?
I'd say, sucker, suck, suck.
Would you say it for me the way you'd say it to them?
Yeah.
Would you say it loud?
Yeah, I'd call them loud.
Yeah, would you do it now for me?
Let's see. I'd say, sucker, sucker. And they'll come. They used to all the time when I milked, they'd come in real good. But now that we don't feed them and, you know, they just run on the pasture, they don't come as good.
What would you do, feed them when they came in to be milked? Yeah, we
always fed them grain each time we milked them. Mm-hmm. Whenever I called, they would come to the milk lot. And I had milking machines and they'd all go to the milk lot. And then they came up through the ramps and up through over a high deal. And I stood up and just put the milkers on them. They was up this high to me.
Yeah, how about calling a calf? Would you do it the same way?
I just say, sick calf, sick calf, sick calf.
Okay, suppose you're plowing and you want the mules or horses, you know, what do you do to make them go left? Did you say something?
Gee.
And right would be?
How?
Okay, suppose you're calling horses in from the pasture. How would you do that?
Yeah, and I can't whistle.
Can you do it?
No, I've got off.
You can't whistle with dentures.
I didn't realize that.
You don't whistle.
Okay, no. Describe it for me. What, no. You know, sustained whistle?
That's it, but then they can whistle a whole lot louder than that. But that's the way they.
I used to cook before I got false teeth. That's the way you whistle it all now.
Okay, if you want to start horses, you say.
Get up.
And then when you want to stop them, you
say. Whoa.
Okay, would you call to the pigs when you feed them? Would you talk to the pigs?
The beep, beep, beep.
How about hogs?
Do the same thing.
Then
I you
do. Say pig,
would you? Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. I do. I go out to feed ours now. I'll say piggy, 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 and it comes to the trough.
Okay, how about calling sheep? Did you ever do that?
No, I don't know. I don't think they had any special way of calling sheep.
Okay, how about chickens, though? You talk to chickens?
Yeah, I say chick, 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 chick.
Okay, if you're getting ready to get some horses ready to take you someplace, you say, I've got to go.
Harness the team.
Okay, suppose you're driving a horse. Where are you holding your hand?
Suppose I'm what?
You're driving a horse.
Driving.
Yeah.
You hold your reins.
Or
your check lines. Your check lines.
And if you're plowing with mules, you call it the same thing?
Yeah, they call that a plow line. If you're plowing a team of mules, you call it your plow line.
Okay, suppose you're riding a horse. What do you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
Okay, if you get two horses, you plow with two horses. Haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the horse on the left is called. Anything special?
Yeah, but what? The old horse?
It's been off horse and the other than the lead horse, but I don't know which one's which.
I can't remember either. It's been so long ago.
You know, I just wanted both terms. If something is not right near at hand, you say, oh, it's just a little
ways over there.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you still have a
good ways to go.
If something is very common, you don't have to look for it in a special place. You can say that you can find that just about
anywhere.